Robert Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Everything that he is right now, sitting on the right hand of the Father, we are raised up in the spirit realm and seated with him in that heavenly realm, out of the reach of our enemy. How real is that to you today? How much thought have you given to that? Remember, the measure of thought and study that you give to what you hear shall be the measure that you receive. So if you give it a little bit of thought here and there, you'll receive a little blessing here and there, and you'll rejoice and thank God for it. But there's a limitless life. I believe it's time. Come on, I really believe. I'm not just talking. I believe it's time to enter in. We've talked about it. We've preached about it. We've sung about it. We've prayed about it. You know, we've decreed about it. But I believe now is the time. I really believe it. Now is the time. Something has shifted. Come on, something in the spirit realm. I had someone speak that to me Saturday, just this Saturday. He said that something in the spirit realm has shifted, man of God. I said, you know what? I believe that to be true. I believe that, and that something has to do with the reality of God. He becomes our primary awareness when we accept his view as our own. Now, reality, listen, this is so important because I'm speaking on a cellular level, in a sense, subatomic level, because the reality you experience, whatever it might be at this point, is determined by your perception, how you perceive, the level of how you are perceiving. One can be perceiving the hand of God working, while the other is perceiving, let me say it this way, the devil's busy. It's determined by your perception, the reality of your experience. In other words, what the kingdom of God coming into your experience, your journey, your walk, is determined by your perception. How are you perceiving? That's where the battle of faith comes in, where faith. Because see, we access everything concerning God is accessed through faith. That's why the enemy fights your faith. That's why the environment speaks against your faith. That's why even sometimes you lose faith. That's why feelings rise against your faith. That's why stuff, the whole environment many times is bombarded with unbelief, limitation, fear, doubt, wavering. Now, simply put, when we exchange our life, our limited life for Christ's, when you're willing to exchange it, give up who you are, that's called or that's known as dying to self, dying to your opinion, dying to your, you know, your limitation, dying to your view. Your view, your perception is limited. I come to find this out a long time ago, and I'm learning it every day more and more. That's why the word says judge not, because your judgments are limited to your limited perception. You don't know the whole story. That's why the Lord said, judge nothing before the time. Because that's how you'll shoot yourself in the proverbial foot, judging something before the time. God had a blessing just the other side, but you judged it as not being of God, or you judged it as wait taking too long, or you know, something or other. You judged it and cut it off, and God has something waiting on you on the other side. See, that's why in your patience you have to possess your soul. Listen, God will allow you to be stretched. So stretched that you are stretched out of yourself. Don't tell me. I know. You will be stretched what seems to be out of proportion, outside of yourself, your limited perceptions. God wanted to show you there's something outside of your box. There's a God that inhabits and fills the whole universe that's outside of your perception, your limited perception. And so there has to be an exchange. If you've never, most of us have probably visited there, but that's where God wants us to live. You see, so many times we try to control, you know, situations. I mean, you can't control the Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? He's not out of control, but you just can't control him. You can't manipulate him. You can't determine. You know, we like to try to think or know what's coming next or how this is going to pan out. or how this is going to work. When God stretches you, you forget about all that. It's not that you are out of control, but you're not trying to control God. Think about it a moment. Self tries to control God. Self tries to determine what God's going to do and what God ain't going to do, or what he's not going to let God do. Self. And the reason for that many times is in your experience, locked up in your cells are painful experiences. And see, when it's like a little child in the womb. When they're in the womb, they are influenced. They are impacted by the environment that they're coming into. They're impacted by parents, the emotional state of parents or other siblings, the environment in that. While they're in the womb, they are affected by that. And sometimes they'll come out, and now we'll get into this maybe sometime, I don't know, but science will tell you that certain things that happen to people, or certain beliefs in that, or certain experience people have, affect certain organs in the body. They do. And we've called it, and many label it, you know, they talk about generational curses, but it's not generational curses, because God made a statement. He said, you know, one generation won't suffer for the sins of the fathers, their fathers. We talk about, you know, generations being suffering things for thousands of years now, but no, read it closely. God said, he said, the sons won't suffer for the sins of the fathers. When you suffer, it's going to be for your own sin. But anyway, let's move on here, because there are things that are locked, there are memories locked in certain cells, and we need to be allow the Spirit of God and the promises of God to release us from things from in our childhood. You know, there's certain, you can call it someone pressing buttons. They can press a button and it brings about, you know, something. It'll bring about a disharmony in your spirit, because that button relates to something that happened to you. But see, where's that coming from? It's locked in your cells. And oftentimes it is targeting an organ in your body. Science will tell you this. Certain things, they target certain, and that's why they're certain. But see, the wonderful thing about it is once you can unravel this through meditation, through receiving the reality of God as a promise, you don't have to have somebody lay hands on you. You can be healed. You can change the way you think. You can change the path that you're on. I mean, not just through method, but through miracles. Through God doing something that breaks a yoke, and all of a sudden you're going in another direction altogether. How many of God is still, he's a miracle working God. It don't take months and months and months. Some stuff may take months, but there are things that won't take any time at all. Once you can pinpoint it and actually take the reality of God and replace or exchange the life you have, the reality we experience is determined by our perception. Where you are determines your view, and your view determines the reality you perceive and experience. When we exchange our life for God's life or Christ's life, we exchange our reality for his. You see, we have to fellowship with Christ from the time of crucifixion to the time of the throne. That's where we fellowship with him. Why? You have to die to yourself. We identify with him in death. Think about it a minute. You have to identify with, in other words, you have to identify with him in death. I have died to myself. That's what baptism is all about. And you know, baptism should be more significant than we allow it or promote it, let me say, to be. Because a person is identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection. They're making a public identification with it. And that's where our life comes from. We died with him. Okay, we were buried with him. So our old life is gone. Hello? And we are raised with him in resurrection. It's a whole nother life. So when we identify with that, we are exchanging. And see, we that happened once forever, but now in your journey, that has to happen in all the facets of your life. You can't identify with Christ over here and then you identify him with the world over here. You have to appropriate that same type of faith to create that reality in whatever situation or whatever domain it is that you are having to wage war in. Does this make sense to you tonight? When I have death to myself, it surrenders my view and my opinion. When I die, and see, that's sometimes scary, because you can't control the Holy Ghost. You can't control where God's going to take you. You can't control how he's going to lead you. You can't control what he's going to talk to you about. You can't control what he's going to place a demand on you about. You know, we like to lock down. You know, I like to lock God down and say, you know, this is it. But when you die to yourself, I can guarantee you he's going to take you a way that you've never been before. But when you rid yourself of fear and you embrace his promises, it's an adventurous journey. It's not, but you have to learn to live. The just shall live by faith. We go from faith to faith, not faith to unbelief, faith to not believing. No, it's from faith to faith, to faith, to faith, to faith, until we are finally at his feet. Amen? Tell somebody, I'm complete in him. Now, let me talk a little bit about the life that is without limits. As I just stated earlier, when we really allow Christ, when we allow him to work in our heart, I pray tonight that God will really do a work in your heart. That's where the kingdom is. When we allow God or Christ to work in our heart, we cannot control the process. Stop trying to control the process. Stop trying to figure it out. Because see, that's the threshold. When you stop trying to figure it out, that's the threshold of coming into the limitless life. Because see, sometimes you hold God hostage in your thoughts, your perception. You got to let it go. Look at somebody, tell them, let it go. Tell somebody, you cannot control the process. With God, it's not always A, B, C, D, E. Because you'll be at E before he gets there. God will jump from A to X, then back to K, then over to W. You can't control the process. You got to trust that God is at work.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of Mega Grace, Life Without Limits. You have to distinguish between heart and head activity. Your head can block the flow that is coming out of your heart. You will not be perfected by the flesh, but you can walk in the Spirit and move by faith. What you believe in your heart about you will either limit you or extend your boundaries.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.